For every passing play, every running play, every win, and every loss, there is one man making all the calls. Get ready to dig deep into this week's game and relive all of last week's plays. It's Real Talk About Your Team.
Let's talk more high school football here on Drive Time Sports. Yesterday, we talked to Coach John Famala with the Emory Spartans as we gear up for their game on Friday night. On KRPX 95.3 The Peak, we'll have Carbon High School football. The Dinos will welcome in Judge Memorial. It'll also be senior night, so a very important night at Carbon High School. We're going to talk about that and more right now with our next guest, Coach Phil Howa. And Coach, it's always a pleasure. I appreciate you joining us again. Thank you.
Well, thanks for having us, Jordan.
Absolutely, Coach. I always look forward to the conversations. And, well, we can start by talking about last week's game against Duchesne. We don't have to spend a lot of time on this, Coach, but I think every week, it's an opportunity for more reps, more improvement for the ultimate payoff, right? It's part of the journey. And when you look back at a 53-7 setback, there are still some positives. Positives in the fact that this Duchesne team is a good squad. They scored early. You guys managed to answer right back. But from that point on, things kind of went downhill.
Yeah, you know what? We just had small single miscues, individual miscues. A lineman miss a block, running back miss a play, runs the wrong direction, and then it just snowballs. It seems like all of a sudden the linemen start blaming themselves, and then the tailbacks start pointing fingers because their holes aren't there, and the linemen get down on them. So it kind of snowballed and got out of control. We have addressed that, and our kids understand that the line is the core of our offense. We have to have linemen dedicated and willing to put forth their best effort, and our running backs have been encouraged to give them pats on the back and show them some favor, you know, show them that they are important. And we've seen that this week, and I'm hoping it's going to make a difference.
I don't think there's any doubt if we talk about the offensive side of the ball. Quarterback Keaton Rich has definitely found some comfort with McCaden Whiteleather. I had a chance to talk to McCaden at practice yesterday, and he said, yeah, I said, I was devastated at first when I wasn't the starting quarterback. He said, but I love this wide receiver. I love playing wide out. He said, and I've developed a great relationship with Keaton. And you can tell on the field, they have chemistry with one another.
They do. And you know what? That just shows how unselfish McCaden is. I mean, Keaton had a little bit of experience in front of McCaden. McCaden got in the game on ALA and felt like he wasn't ready. You know, he said, Coach, I can catch the ball. He said, right now I just put Keaton back in. He's the one that told me to put him back in. It was his turn to do the double duty stuff. And you know what? He still wants some, and I'm still going to see if I can get him in and play some quarterback because he does have a great arm. He's a deep threat. He's a running threat. Tough kid. Willing to block on that receiver, which is so valuable. You know that as
well.
Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
If you got a receiver that'll come up and mm-hmm. put a smack on somebody, then your outside game opens up. We got to get our running game running. We have to get something out of our offensive run so our pass game will be even more efficient. Right now, against Duchesne, we couldn't run, so we were forced to pass, and then they could put their ears back and come and get us. And that's kind of where we fell apart. It was just too much. We had no deception, no way to keep them from coming at us full guns. So,
Coach, when you talk about the run game, I know there was some bad news that Cooper Shade will be out for the remainder of the season, and this kid is so good. I mean, he's so good at the game of football, a great athlete.
Offensively and defensively.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he can play. Yeah, he can do pretty much everything for you from a skill position standpoint. We'll talk about the impact on the defensive side in just a moment. From an offensive standpoint, does this set the run game back, or do you feel that you have proper depth that can maybe not become Cooper Shade, but at least facilitate what he brings to the table?
You know, it's hard to replace Cooper. Mm-hmm. You know, and we're not trying to replace Cooper, but you know what? Bummer for us, bummer for Cooper, but also a positive for someone that was in the shadows of Cooper. If they get a chance, Davin Moss is a great running back. PJ Howe is a great running back. We have Jordan Wright, who he's Mr. Utility. He'll go at receiver, he'll go at fullback, tailback, he'll do whatever you ask. We have a couple other kids that aren't going to be playing this week because of concussions and slight injuries, so we don't want to take their year away. We want to get them healthy so we can go into Union with a healthy team. So, you know, kids are going to get a chance to step up, and sometimes we get surprised by these kids that are kind of in the lurk, and like a Hayden Tallarico is going to be asked to step up, and I know Hayden will. And you know what? You might see Hayden Tallarico at a quarterback tomorrow. because I got a Keaton Rich that's willing to run. I got a McCaden Whiteleather willing to catch. So we have a very unselfish team, and they're willing and willing to do what I ask them to do. And that's pretty cool.
Same concept defensively. I know Coach Brower has done a good job as far as the defense is concerned, but you lose Cooper on the defensive side of the ball. A lot of bodies, a lot of willing kids that want to get out and hit someone.
Well, you know, we got kids that are concerned that Cooper's not there, but you got kids that have been waiting. Mm-hmm. They want their chance, and you know, we got a couple pretty spicy kids. Again, Davin Moss is going to fill in a little bit there, and Blade Butler, he's been a kid that's been in the shadows. Good, tough kid. You know, maybe not as fast as Cooper, but I would say as good as a hitter, willing to hit. And that's what you need of that strong safety, somebody that'll come up and support the run. So we have people. You know what? That's one thing about this year's football team. We do have some depth. And again, we may not be as fluid or as comfortable, but we're going to make it work. You know, our line's coming around every day. They get better. We've put in a draw. We've put in a screen. You know, every week you try to add a little bit more to give yourself a little bit more versatility, and I think we're gonna give Judge a good game.
Again, Coach Phil Howe, our guest right now as we talk about the Carbondale football team. Again, tomorrow night at home, taking on Judge Memorial. This is all part of senior night. And, Coach, when we look at Judge Memorial, a lot of success against this team last year. Anytime you talk about a private school, it's difficult to kind of gauge on what they have coming back. But I know in just talking to some of the boys on the team, especially those who played last year, there's a level of confidence based on the fact that they beat Judge 50-6 last season.
I just hope it's not overconfident. You know, you always worry about your kids getting overlooking a team and, you know, we just got to show up. I hope they don't do that to themselves. I hope they show up and play a game. That, you know, we have a good football program. I don't believe our kids got ready mentally for Duchesne. I don't know why. I don't know how you do that. But, you know, watching them on game film and seeing what they had, I think our kids thought they could hang with them. And Duchesne showed up as a tenacious football team that kind of caught us on our heels. So hopefully not this week. Hopefully we're going to put Judge on their heels and not be willing to just slide by and just kind of bury them. I'd like to get a good offensive series and good defensive stance and show our kids they can play football.
Well, they do have some skill position players on this team, Coach, that we have to be aware of. For instance, Isaiah Hemmings coming out of the backfield. This kid averages about 4 yards per carry. They got a quarterback that likes to throw the football. Consistency has been a problem, I know, whenever Judge wants to work through the air. But this is a team that can provide balance, which makes it difficult for defenses.
Oh, it keeps you on your heels. Mm-hmm. Keeps you guessing. And you know, we've put a different – we haven't changed defenses, but we've added a defense, so we have a different look. You know what? You always have to have something to throw back at them. When they throw one thing to you, you got to throw something back to kind of throw them off kilter. And you know, Taylor's got some things happening, and we're not going to fix what's not broken because our defense played well last week. They just played too much. Mm-hmm. And in all fairness to them, you know, they were on the field a lot. So you know what? We're just going to go into Judge and put behind us what's happened in the past and. Hopefully remember how well we played against Cottonwood and say, you know what, we can do this. Our kids are good ball players. Sometimes they forget. Sometimes they kind of go into that negative mode and say, oh, start hanging their heads. And that's something we just got to get over. We just got to say we just got to go tough. You know, just drive them off. If you're not sure, at least make an aggressive play for the ball or aggressive block to maybe get somebody rolling. I'm hoping big things from Jake and Davin. They're partners from Helper, and you know what? Hopefully they can team up and support each other and get some positive yards going for us.
Coach, is it as simple as looking ahead? I know this is a really dumbed-down version, but going back to what you just said a moment ago, defense can't be on the field for 35 minutes a game. It's almost like a quality at bat in the game of baseball. You don't have to hit a home run. You don't have to hit a double. But it's at least flipping the field offensively, giving your defense an opportunity to catch a break, picking up two or three first downs and punting the football. Yeah, you don't get points on it, but it can be considered a quality possession if you can at least flip field position. And with the special teams that Carbon has, I mean, that's the start, right? Just make sure that you control field position offensively.
Oh, exactly. You know what? We just have to do better. I mean, we're trying to get back in the game. You don't get back in the game with one play.
Right.
I mean, you do it by wearing it down and running the ball and mixing it up. So we got one dimensional coaching wise. I'm a head coach, Carbon High School, and I'll take responsibility for not mixing up the proper way and putting us up in a defensive stand again. And I apologized to my defensive coordinator, and he took it without any harshness and said, "Coach, you don't need to. You know, we're a good coaching staff. We're a good team. Very unselfish on both sides, coaching and we work as a team. And you know what? I think they'll all take credit for the loss, and they'll take credit, I'm sure, when we win. And I'm hoping this week's the week that we can all cheer and have a great time after the game and pat each other on the back. We had that in Cottonwood. We were pleased with the way our kids come out and played and the way we coached together. We didn't do that at Duchesne. We got a little shocked as well as coaches. So, again, put it behind us, move forward, and let's go get Judge.
No doubt. No question. Coach, I definitely appreciate you taking out the time. Looking forward to watching the game again. So thank you very much, and I know we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Jordan.
Again, Coach Phil Howa, the Carbon Dino football team. Don't forget, live coverage of tomorrow night's game will begin at 6:30 on KRPX 95.3 The Peak. It's going to feature Coach Phil Howa, and we'll also catch up with McCaden Whiteleather, a senior on this year's Carbon football squad. Let's pause for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up. When we return, we'll talk NBA basketball. We'll bring in Tom Perkins, independent NBA scout and the founder of Hoop City News, when we return.